It doesn't bother me at all.
Love and affection, I think that's a tough one. Okay. Talking about the state now,
whereas
that is more talking about the state
in
the future.
No, again, I'm not getting involved in that. It's the time of the maga, you know what I mean? So I don't know if it's talking about future. Okay. We are on Membez Amud Aleph. No, we're not. We are on Membez Amud Beis. Talk to Gemara. Itmar. We're going to start again from Itmar, top of the Gemara. Amar Rabbah, Amar Avuna, Mikrim, Molei, Dibri, Akasov. Did I start the conference? Yes. And the Torah has spoken a complete pasuk. Lo yitame. It says in one pasuk, Kol yimei hazirah l'Hashem anevesh meis l'yavai l'aviv l'imoy l'achiv l'achayse lo yitame l'hem b'maitam. And nazir cannot be matame to anybody besides the meis mitzvah. So it says beferish in the pasuk lo yitame. Then the pasuk before says k'shrem l'yavai anevesh meis l'yavai. So what is the two lavin? It's the same law. Why did the Torah repeat the concept twice? Zakt the Ravuna, because Lazirai al Tuma, Lazirai al Abia, I'm sorry, Lazirai al Tuma, Lazirai al Abia, that if a person walks into a room where there's a mace, he's doing two lavim at that time, and if he's warned that there's two lavim, he gets two sets of malchus. Just like if a person eats a sheretz, the Torah repeated it five times, he gets five lavim. And if he's warned that there's five lavim for eating a sheretz, he gets five malkasin. Same thing here. He's warned that you should know there are two lavim for you to enter that room, Mr. Nazir. And he enters anyway, he would get two sets of malkas. One for Yitama and one for Layavai. That's what Rav Huna says. Now, here comes, Rabbi says, in the name of Rav Huna. But Abel, here comes the Chiddush of Rabbi or Rav Huna. Tumah v'tumah loy. That means, if a person would be metame him, a nazir would be metame himself twice, right? Then he would not be over to lavin. At this point, we don't know the maskana in Rabbah. There's going to be two pshatim in the Rishayim, so I'm going to be very careful. But Rabbah seems to say that a nazir who is tame, that becomes tame again, doesn't violate a lav. And please no conclusions by halacha lemaisa. Because this is the Gaya Kayan as well. So again, a Nazir who is Tamei and becomes Tamei again, Rabbi says does not violate a law because he's already Tamei again. If he walks into a room and at the same moment violates two lavin, he gets two malkasin. But if he's Tamei already and now he becomes Tamei, goes through the act of Tumah again.
Is it the same way, another house with a roof, or is it just because the dead?
Makes no difference. Again, at this point, we're very early in the game, you know what I mean? Let the final score is not in yet. Let's give the Gemara a chance. So, at this point, if a guy would be, another would be Tameh, and then touch an other Tumah, I'm talking about Mace, because another, there's no Isra of Tumah, Zav, Keri, all these things by another, only Mace. He would not be over the love. He would not get Malkus for that love. Probably wouldn't be over the love. That is, because he's Tameh already. That's what Rabbi says. Again, all these things are going to be explained in the Gemara, so I would leave questions for a little bit longer. Rabbi Yosef Amar Elokim, I swear, that Amar Rav Huna, afilu tumah v'tumah. I swear, Rav Huna said, even tumah and tumah, even if he's tumah and does the act of tumah again, he still would get an extra set of malchus. How do I know this? How do I swear like this, Dr. Yosef Elokim, I swear? The Amar Rav Huna, Nazir Shayayim B'Beis HaKvaras. Nazir was in the cemetery, which means he's Tamei. V'yishitulai, and they handed him either Meisai or Meisachar, because by Nazir relatives make no difference. So it doesn't make a difference if you hand him his relative, his Meisai, or any other Meis. V'nagabai, Chayav. Amai, I'm a Tamei V'Koyim, he's already Tamei. It's a riot that Rav Huna said it, even by a double tuma. That's what Rav Yosef said. Now, again, we're not finished yet, but that's Rav Yosef's opinion, yes.
Artsko is very...
That's why I don't like Artsko. Excuse me, I love Artsko. I obey no Artsko. But don't ask me any questions from Artsko yet. Till the end of the sugya, no questions allowed from Rav Beinu Artsko. He's just two pshatim in the Gemara. He's going to pick one of them, and I'm avoiding either pshat.
Because
Rashi's going to learn one way, and at the end he's going to say, I have a whole different chapter tomorrow. So let's learn the Rashi and see how he learns. Maybe he agrees to Rabbeinu Artsko, maybe he doesn't agree to Rabbeinu Artsko, because the Rashi's going to bring two pshatim. Dr. Rashi. Mikra mali dibra akasim lo yitame. Kloimer. Shememale hu mashlim hakoyel. It fills everything. The gam bi asir lebayis yesh betumah, b'chla lo yitame hu. It's included in lo yitame, meaning the Torah means lo yitame in any possible way. Doesn't mean don't touch. It means any way that a person will become a tummy mace, he's not allowed to become a tummy mace. Because Rabbi is trying to say, why is lo yavai a second love? Maybe lo yitame means don't touch. And lo yavai means no eye hole. Two separate love for two separate acts. Well, maybe. Zog de Rabba, mikra mole de bria kasa. No. Lo yitame includes any kind of way of becoming tamei. That's what the Rosh is explaining. He's explaining the words mikre mole dibri hakasav. What does that words mean? Zok the Rosh, I don't want you to, that Rabbi is telling me, don't tell me lo yitame is in a certain way and lo yavai is in a different way. And there's only one lav of each. No. Lo yitame is anyway. So therefore lo yavai is a second lav. But it applies to walking into a house. That's what he said, Dr. Rush. Yes, I'm sorry.
If he's in the house and
it's
a mace, I mean,
any
person dies, that also yavai?
That's a big shayla in the Rishayna. Maybe, maybe not. We'll get there a little later. That becomes a shayla. I'm just going to mention it now quickly because we're going to get to this later. And that is, if a person did an act, and that act resulted in a love, is that called yes by mice or ain't by mice? Because he didn't do the act, the muscle. This is different. That's why I said it might be different. A guy puts on shatnas. They tell him, you're wearing shatnas, you can get malchus. Okay. But then he keeps on wearing it. And they keep on warning him. He didn't do an action. He's still, it's a lot of shame by mice at this point. So it's mashma from many Rishayim and even might be from the Gemara, that since it came about through a mitzvah that he put on the beged, everything time he wears it, it's called a lav shiyesh b'mitzvah. Now yours is an extension of that, because he entered when it was mutter to enter. He didn't violate lo yavai, unlike the case of shatnas when he violated it. So I said, we'll have to see how the Rishayim deal with it when we get there later. Okay, Dr. Gemara Weiter. Dr. Reis Weiter, I'm sorry. Mahazir ala biyam atumah, because mefayiz besamach. If he entered an ayel hameis, the hisrubai, and they warned him, mishum lo yavai, mishum lo yitame, they told him that you're either two different lavin, loikishtayim, hayelu shneim bo ke echad. By the way, the Rush is informing you of a extra halacha that is many places in Shas. When you warn a guy, you're going to be either an isser if you do this, you have to specify the isser. You can't just tell him, you're over a lav. Who says? Because you said, I'm over a lav, I'm over a lav. You have to tell him, you're over the lav of lo yavai, of lo yitame. If not, it's not asra. But that's a halacha and asra, nothing to do with nazir. You walk over a guy, and he's eating chazir, and you say, you're over a lav. What lav? Zela, chazir, chela, did you tell him? He's not, he doesn't get malchus. There has to be an identification of love. There even as a machloikas rishonim, if by Shabbos, it's not enough to say you're being Michal Shabbos, you have to tell him which malach he's doing, or by telling him he's Michal Shabbos, that's enough. That's a machloikas rishonim. But you have to tell him what isser he's doing. If not, it's not as off. You notice the Rush says it here. They tell him you're violating this lav and this lav. Not you're over two lavin. Like yishtayim, ha'ilu shneim bo'al ke'echad. They happen simultaneously. Avul tumma v'tumma, lay mechayev, shtayim, mishum tumma. Eloi, here comes the Rush and throws in a curveball, which is, this is the sheet of these rishayim. Shiyesh, taisvas tumma b'shniyah, k'demafarish b'samach. The Rush is saying that the Gemara later on will say that sometimes the second tumma adds a level of tumma. And when it adds the level of tumma, then Rabbi would agree that he gets malchus for the second tumma. That means tumma A got him to a certain, I'm being very unclear, Badafka. Tuma A got him to level A of Tuma. Tuma B raises the bar. When the second Tuma raises his level of Tuma, then Rabbi agrees that he does get Malkus for Tuma and Tuma. That's the Rush's first shot. In the second shot, he will learn differently, but that's the Rush's first shot. Yes?
Quick side question. When you're warning, isn't sufficient to warn with the told, or do you have to say the Av, or?
That's the Machloikis, Rishayim, and Baba Kama Beza, but I'll open a few other places.
One more time. Avol Tuma, Tuma,
Beza.
What is it?
Eloy, there's no Pasha. Take out Pasha. It's supposed to be Kishiyesh. In my Gemara, they fixed it. Kishiyesh Taisvas Tuma Bishniya, when there is a additional Tuma in the second Tuma. Kedemafaris Mesavach, like the Gemara will explain. In my Gemara, the word Pasha is in parentheses. And it has in brackets the word Kishiyesh. That's from the Shita Mukabetzis. Every time they do this, it comes from the Shita Mukabetzis. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, back to the Gemara. Are we there? I'm sorry, the Raj.
Was it
Nogea
if you have
a
Toysvis Tumor?
But that's why I said we'll have to wait until the Mepharic Mesamo.
This call
is being very nice.
This says, call is no longer being recorded.
I don't know what this is.
Look on that.
Yeah. I don't know what it said.
So which,
why am I no longer being recorded?
The rabbi said this call is no longer being recorded.
Okay, so, okay.
What word you added?
I didn't add it. Eloi kishiyesh taisvus tuma. Not pashut, but instead of pashut, kishiyesh. Again, I just have what my Gemara has. And if I notice carefully, they didn't erase the word pashut. You're not allowed to erase words. You know, there's a cheirim Rabbeinu Tam to fix your swarm. Because if I decide a word is wrong and I erase it, maybe I'm being an idiot, and maybe the word is not wrong. So therefore, all hagos, unless it's a printer's error, is always on the side. The Bach didn't change the Gemara. He set on the side what he thinks it should say.
We're changing the Rush.
I'm not changing it. The Shita Mukubetzis.
No. We're talking about the Rush now. We're not talking about...
Doesn't make a difference. Any safer. Rabbeinu Tam says you shouldn't change, based on your Svara, anything in the print. Because maybe you don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking to anybody. Yes?
Lamont's question. If one is corrected a sitter to conform with one's minnas, and when he was younger, scratched out words, do I have to go back and find all the places I've done?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you.
I don't think so. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Tumah B'Tumah. Av B'loy Taisus Tumah M'Schayim Shtayim. That's the difference. He is true by Al-Tatame, Al-Tatame. So according to the first shot in the Rush, Rabbi Yitzchak says even if there's no additional Tumah, he still has, he's over the Lav of Tumah. It means according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the act of Tumah, even though it has no practical consequence, is a lav. That means Reuven is a Nazir, Reuven is Tameh, and he goes and touches another Tumah. I'm talking about mace only, right? Touches another mace. It has no practical consequence, but he's ever a lav. Because the Torah didn't mean the consequence, the Torah meant the act. That's what Rabbi Yosef is saying. The act of becoming Tameh, even though there's no consequence.
Even though he's
tar
for doing that act.
Not in Hawaii, not tar, but right. Exactly. Well, I see, okay. So I think, by see to like Mesa, Mesa, Achar. Mesa, I Mesa, Achar. It's not both. The Nazir, Muzala, Kraivim, Kamei, Kayin, Gadol. The Nazir is like a Kayin, Gadol. You can't even be time to his relatives. So I think, my right to Esri, Abaya. So Abaya asked the question. Kayin, Chayin, Le, Mesa, Munachak, Seifai. A Kayan who has a mace on his shoulder. Right. Vaishitulai mace, and they added him, mace, a mace achar. And they handed him Now, over here, it's a bigger problem because the Kohen is allowed to be metame to his relative. Right? He's allowed to be metame to his relative. So some are Gairis Kohen Gadol. That's how some have the Girsa, because he can't be metame to his relative. Some change the Girsa to Nazir, because he can't be metame to his relative. And some say it means both Mesoy and Mesachar, even though he's allowed to be metame to Mesoy, but he's not allowed to be metame to Mesachar. So again, there's three ways to understand this Brisa. Some add the word Gadol, Kohen Gadol, that was Tamei, and they added him, handed him his relative or another mace, because Kohen Gadol relative is no difference. Some are Gairis Nazir instead of Kohen, because a Nazir, because they're all bothered by Meisai and Meisachar. A Kohen could be Metamei or Meisai. And some say it doesn't mean or, it means and. They handed him two Meisim, what he was allowed to be Metamei to, and what he's not allowed to be Metamei to. So there's three ways to understand this Brisa. It makes, at the end of the day, it makes no difference. I'm just reading the Brisa.
Take care of a Mace Mitzvah. Kohen Gadol.
Yes, everybody can take care of a Mace Mitzvah. V'nagabai, and he touched it, Yochel Yechayev. Talmud Loimar, the Gaon changes the Gersa. Lehichayloi, and the Rosh has the same Gersa. Lehichayloi. It says Lehichayloi, only when the Tumah makes him desecrated. The Misha Eina Mechulo. It's only somebody who's not desecrated that becomes mace, desecrated by typing the mace. This person's already tamei. She's already desecrated temporarily. And therefore, there's no love. So the Brisa clearly says, that there is no extra love for tuma once the person is tamei. Says it clearly. I would think he's chayav. Come on, that he's not. Yes, Dr. Rabbi says.
How does this fit into the
gears
of Nazir?
What do you mean? The passing is written by Kayan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's a problem. I'm asking. I was just saying what it says on the side, but you're right.
Is it a different pasuk than what Torah Or is being?
I don't know what you mean by Torah Or.
Torah
Or
being Sukkot on the side, the Gemara.
Right, it's a different pasuk. It's like Tama Meis Vama Vlechaloi, which they bring it also at the end of that same pasuk. In the Torah Ayah, it brings that at the bottom, the end of that paragraph. What?
You don't have that.
You don't have it, okay.
This is a kasha on
Rav Yosef.
Not Rabbo?
At this point, not. Amalai. Amalai, b'tishulach matnizim. This, you have a question from the Mishnah, you, Ditnan. I'm a tamil amazim kol yayimena chayiv alachas. Amalai al-tatami chayiv al-kolachas yachas. Ay, lechalai. Why don't you ask this contradiction between the brides and the Mishnah? What are you bothering me? Ella, like ella kasha dadi. Shver, I'm tamil kolachas, he's tamil already. Kasha dadi. Now let me introduce a whole new thing. And that is that when a person is touching a mace, Reuven is touching a mace. No, let's step back. Reuven is a tamei mace. Reuven touched a mace. And Shimon touches Reuven. Shimon becomes a rishon l'tuma. He's tamei for one day. He goes to the mikvah. He's tar at night. But I am a Tamei Mace. I've been on the Chaver Kedisha. I've touched many Maceim, unfortunately. Not unfortunately that I touched them, unfortunately that they were dead. And I am a Ava Tuma. When I give you good Shabbos, you become a Rishon L'Tuma. It's a fact. When I touch this table, it's a Rishon L'Tuma. And in order for the table not to be a Rishon L'Tuma, it would have to be tabled. And at night, it would become Tahar. That's what happens to every Rishon L'Tuma. So a Tamei Mace who touches a person, the Tamei Mace who touched the mace is an Avatoma. The person who touched the Tamei Mace is a Rishon L'Tuma. A Rishon L'Tuma, his Tuma expires at sundown, say Tachachav, I should say, if he went to the mikvah that day. But what happened if Reuven touched the mace, and while he was touching the mace, he touched Shimon? Then Shimon becomes Tamei for 7 days. Because he's...
At the same moment, you're saying?
At the same moment. B'chiburim. Reuven is touching the mace at the same time he's touching Shimon.
It's
not a cheruv, but it's that kind of concept. So therefore, Shimon now becomes tameh for 7 days, not one day. Now, that is an elevation of tumah. So here is a nazir who was tameh. He went and touched a mace. Then he touched a second. Now he touched. He was only tameh. I'm sorry. He was tameh. Let me say exactly. Meaning, right. The first case is talking about that he was touching a mace, right? And he left the mace. And now he touched a different mace. So at that point,
and he got another warning.
Yeah, I got another warning. Again, at that point, I just want to make it sure. Right. At that point, he's adding tumah. Because at the point that he was separated from a mace, he could not make somebody else tummy for 7 days. Now when he touches the second mace, at that moment, he's elevated to a level that he can make somebody else tummy. He didn't, but he could have. So then he's high for the second tumah. However, if he's touching a mace and then touches a second mace, there's no issue. He's not elevating him to any level of tumah. So b'chiburin, if he's touching the mace, b'chiburin, then if he touches the second mace while he's touching the first mace, he's not chayav. That's the braisa. Nazir shahayi le mace, kayi shahayi le mace munach ha-ksefai. He was carrying the mace. Then they added him another mace. He's not over anything. It's not elevating his tumba. He was touching the mace and he's touching the second mace. He didn't stop touching the first mace yet. So there is no elevation in his level of tumah. Whereas, the case of Al-Tatameh, he touched a mace. 10 minutes later, he touched another mace. Right? He's elevating his tumah. When he touched the second mace, he just elevated his level temporarily, only while he's touching the second mace. But that's when he's touching the second mace, he's elevating his tumah. And when he's elevating his tumah, then he... So now we're saying is, the way the Rush learned, that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef doesn't really have an argument. Because Rabbi said, Tumah, Tumah, no, and the Rush spoke out only when there's no additional Tumah. And Rabbi Yosef said, even when there's no additional Tumah, now we backed up. Rabbi Yosef answered, no, only when there is additional Tumah. So according to the first shot in the Rush, there's no argument, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, at the end of the day. Rabbi said, no, Tumah, Tumah is not Chayiv, and the Rush spoke out when there's no Taisus Tumah. Elike, Shesh, Taisus Tumah. But if there's a Taisus Tumah, Rabbi agrees. And Rav Yosef the Rush said, even if there's no Taisus Tumah. But now the Gemara slugged it up. And the Gemara came back and said, no, only when there's a Taisus Tumah. Then there is a Lav. When there's no Taisus Tumah, there's no Lav. So at the end of the day, Rabbi and Rav Yosef get along perfectly.
What does Taisus Tumah mean?
That additional level of Tumah.
No. What does it mean? Practically.
Practically, that if while he's touching the mace, he touches somebody else, that second person is tummy 7 days.
Why is it called Taisus Tumah?
It's an additional tumah to the nazir. He had touched the mace. Right? Now he touches the second mace. When he touched the second mace, at that moment, he has an additional tumah. Because he can add on, and he has the potential of that moment to make somebody else tummy for 7 days.
Even though he didn't do that.
Doesn't make a difference if he did it or not. He potentially could do that. I mean, this tumba's on a higher level, temporarily. The minute he lets go of the mace, he reverts back. But while he's touching that second mace, he has been elevated to a new level of tumba. He doesn't necessarily exercise it, but it's his level of tumba.
Why is there no argument now?
Because the way the Rosh explained Rabbah, in that Rush where we change the word, it said that Rabbah only said there's no second love when there's no additional tumah. That means if there is additional tumah, Rabbah would agree that it's chayav. The way we're ending up with Rav Yosef is he agrees to that. Now the Rush will have a second shot in the Gemara, but this is the Rush's first shot in the Gemara.
So how does it, what's he got to teach? team come, they, as Toby's position, or whatever, how does he lose it?
By leaving go of the mace.
Letting go of the mace.
It doesn't work, does it? That usually doesn't work that way. Once a person's tummy, he's tummy.
This type of tumma works that way. You understand how tumma works? I don't understand how tumma works. My Rabbi Islam told me that it works that way. It's your Rabbi Islam too, by the way. He said it works that way. Tumma is zeris akasav. The Torah said that this is the way tumma works. The minute he lets go, his level of tumma drops. Why? Because that's what the Rabbi Islam said.
But the original tumma, let's say was the room where there's a mace, right?
Right. At that point, he's matami, a person of shiburin, right?
No. Let's say he walks out of that room.
It drops.
No. One, a person
drops.
Goes into a room where there's a touch.
Right? That's like he touched it. I always like to
hear
that.
And then he leaves. Then he leaves the room.
So now he's still tummy.
He's still tummy. Why?
Because the Bible some said he's tummy for 7 days. I don't understand your question. It's there with that custom.
Yeah.
What are we learning tummy for Chaburim from? We'll find out. That's what we're learning to watch. You know, it's all these things are to be explained. Yes?
I would know if you're looking for something to say during the insert, that this is very good news for people who only eat buses or elder in the insert. If an elevation, if a transient elevation in Tuma can affect one permanently, then certainly a transient elevation.
Fine. I'm glad you're still in the outsiders to make Tuma mode. What can I tell you? Let's move on.
Well, because this is
I am not arguing with you. Yes.
Anybody else steps on the rug.
Comes a reason with them. Well, I don't know. This is Mechubel Lekarek. That's not Mechubel Tumma. This table is a reason with them.
The floor might not.
The floor is Mechubel Lekarek.
What is probable?
Who?
Rabba.
Well, at this point at the end, the way the Rush explained it, Rabba meant that to begin with.
When he says,
Zok Rush, we learned that Rush. E like Shiesh Taisvis Tumma Bishneya.
So, example?
Tumma B'chaburin, exactly what we just said. Kedem Mefarish
B'samach. What's the opposite?
Sorry. When there's no one, he touched the mace and he let go.
How's he doing?
No, he's touching a mace as he touches the second mace. I'm not mistaken.
He has another becomes tummy. He walked into a room, becomes tummy. Walks out. Now, is he goes in again.
He's chayev again. Because that types the stomach.
So what is his level?
He's holding a mace. And they hand him a second mace.
Well, so what's the example of Abel? Tumma v'tumma lo. That's not.
Again, he's holding a mace. And they hand him a second mace.
Oh, but on a regular moment.
I know what you mean by regular. Who decides what regular is?
How's he getting two malchus? That's what I'm saying. Only by holding, by holding a mace?
When he's holding a mace and they hand him another mace. That's what the Rush said in Rabbah.
Same state.
Exactly. There's no additional tumma. Zok Rash. Hagi Yasina Yahu Yechai Tamilim Lachilai Lechel. But like Yasina, like Yechalil. No, like Sim Gabi Azaris Tumma. Lechal is talking about marrying the wrong woman. Lechal Gabi Azaris Tumma, the Kayim Sim. The common Gamina, Nazimi Kayim, but there's Shava the Imo Imo. That answers your question, Rabbi Shatz. So you can't ask me from a b'risa if I have a mishnah that's supporting me. Like Kasha. Kam b'chiburin, kasha like b'chiburin. Abaya heishiv l'Rav Yosef l'taritz b'risa v'amiksha. Okay, so I made a mistake. The Rosh in the first chapter learned that this is not Rav Yosef's answer. This is Abaya's answer, and he remains Shver in Rabbi Yosef. Abaya said, must be Rabbi's right, that it's only when there's an additional tumma that you get two malchusen. But when there's no additional tumma, you don't. You said all the time you get two malchusen. So it's not Rabbi Yosef answering this. It's Abaya answering the contradiction and proving Rabbi Yosef wrong. That's how Rosh learns the first shot. So it's not Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi agree. Rabbi Yosef holds even when there's no additional tumma. Abaye is proving from the Braisa that that's not true. So, Abaye Heshel Rav Yosef, the Tarets Abraisa of Amishnah Loitik Shiadadi, Ulekayim Divrei Rabba. Abaye supports Rabba, and he leaves Rav Yosef Shver. Kam b'chiburin, v'oidem mechubur l'meis, im ha'shitu l'meis l'mechayev, the mechulav aymenu. He's already desecrated. V'oidem meis of Tumal Tumasai. Kam shalai b'chiburim, acha shepirish min ha'meis, v'shitu l'meis achar, v'his rubai al tatame, chayev shtayim. The betumah shniya, yes, tais tumah. The v'oidem mechubur l'meis, while he's touching the meis, adam anagei by tamizayin. V'yacha shepirish anagei by anatamik umutumah zarev. Kach pirshu ha-mefarshim shitazu. This is the way the mefarshim explained the Gemara. The Rabbah is the one that supported at the end that there's a difference between Yichiburim and Shalai B'chiburim and Rav Yosef Shver.
And Rav Yosef, why is he Shver?
Because he didn't say this answer B'chiburim, Shalai B'chiburim. It was a Abaye that said Rabbah makes sense and you don't.
Well, he holds
even Shalai B'chiburim, yes. Yichayv too.
Right.
So we asked the Kasha. The Braisa said not that way.
Where did we ever?
The Braisa said that if they hand him a second base, he's not chayev. The
Hechalai.
Still
sphere with us, right?
Yeah.
Why can't he say that? He said he is allowed to accept in the.
Don't ask me from art school. I told you already.
I asked from you. I asked from what you said. I asked him from art school.
Yes.
He says you're chayev too. Even if there's no change.
Right. So he's Shver, because the Braisa said he's not chayev for two. Zok deraj v'kashali. I have a problem with the pshat. The medekama rabba v'tumah v'tumah loy. Mas medeles leklau v'tumah shtei malkis. Rabba's words, tumah v'tumah loy, does not sound only when there's no additional tumah, which is the way we explained them originally. Rabba sounds like there's never two malkis in us. B'misa d'isrei. If he held that there's a difference, I'm Moira Hailo Lefarish Gavarov. Why didn't he say so? He said, Tumma B'tumma Lai. If it's only in certain cases, why doesn't he tell us that? V'yayt Kasha, the Havilei Lememer, Amma Lai, Lai Kasha Kam B'chiburin. Why doesn't Abaye respond, Amma Lai Kam B'chiburin? If you're telling me it's Abaye's answer to Rav Yosef's question from the Mishnah, it should have said, I'm a lie. The Gemara seems to say that Rav Yosef is talking, not Abaye. V'hilkich niru lefarish. Zok derash, it seems to be b'mefarish. The Rabba Leslie Klau Beis Malkis Betuma. Rabba this holds, you never get to Malkis. Rav Yosef Chamar, the Mishkachas Lunami Betuma, ugez mefarish betais v'stuma. It's Rav Yosef that differentiates in the type of Tuma. Rabba said, Tuma Betuma never gets Malkis. And Rav Yosef said, sometimes it does. Ela kasha nadadi, like kasha kam b'chiburim, kol zemi divrei Rav Yosef. This is Rav Yosef talking. Lefi dvaro de b'chiburim b'shkachas la. Means Rabbi came along and said, you never get two malchus of a tumah. Rav Yosef comes along and says, sometimes you do. Not always. B'chiburim. You don't. So I b'chiburim you do. It's Rabba that remained Shver at the end, not Rav Yosef. The bottom line is, both Shantam agreed to the end that there's a difference between Chiburim and Shalai B'chiburim. First Shant learns that's Rabba, and the second Shant learns that's Rav Yosef. One of them, a rhyme, is left out in the cold. Either Rav Yosef according to the first Shant, or Rabba according to the second Shant.
Is Tumah Zayin another way of saying Abba
Tumah? So I was being very careful. I didn't say Abba Tumah, because the Chayra, yes, but the question is, it becomes a question now, what happens if that person touches the third person? Reuven is touching a mace, and Shimon is touching Reuven, and Levi is touching Shimon. No, it doesn't, that's the thing. We'll see that in a minute. So, I don't want to call him an Avatoma. Maybe he's an Avatoma, but he can't pass on. It's not B'chiburim. We'll see in a minute. You can call him an Avatama. He needs 7 days. And he'll carry him in the time of Kalim and people.
If everybody holds a B'chiburim, then Rav Yosef's not a Chiddush, then that's an Avatama. If that's, what's the Chiddush in saying that if I'm holding a mace, and touch something, I'm going to get two lavas, I'm making him an Avatama. I mean, that's, no, I mean,
What's the law?
Of becoming tummy. No, there's no law of making somebody tummy.
Who's
Chayiv von Stein?
Yeah.
The Nazir who's touching one mace and then touches a side. Sorry. The Nazir who's not touching a mace, then touches a mace. Because he potentially has risen to a greater level of tummy.
You mean he does? He's in a hole and then. Touching
yeah.
Right.
He touched a mace yesterday.
Okay.
And today he touches a second mace, he will get Malkus. Because while he's touching the second mace, he elevated his level of tumma. Even if he never touched anybody while he was doing it. He potentially elevated his level of tumma.
Yeah, wasn't potential, it was
transient. Potential consequences.
First mace, he's an
other two. See, I think you're making a mistake. I think Dr. Harris made it before, too. He doesn't have to actually do anything to anybody. Exactly. Exactly. What? I'm sorry. I apologize. Now, which way does Rabbeinu Arsko learn that you were asking me from the beginning?
No, I just want to know if they have to the exact same thing. He keeps it in the same, or that type of... Is it that type of, or is it different type of tumma? As if it's like the roof is different than touching the mace.
It's not different. Yes.
He's an avot tumma. He touches the mace, he's an avot tumma. The next day, he didn't go to the mikveh yet.
He can go to the mikveh for 7 days.
Okay, 8 days later, he hasn't gone to the mikveh.
He's still an avot tumma.
I'm an
avot tumma. By the way, there's only one way to get rid of avot tumma. Paraduma. So until there's a paraduma, I will remain an avot tumma.
Good
I am. I'm a good. I can't. I'm not. It's not absurd. It came from a mitzvah. I didn't have to have a kedusha. I'm an avatoma. You're an avatoma too, by the way.
So after 8 days, which he didn't go to mitzvah, he touches another mace. Is that an additional avatoma?
While he touched
his level,
doesn't make a difference. But while he touched the second mace, he was temporarily. A higher level, because you can make a person that touches him into an avatama.
But then, I touched the second mate 8 days later.
The top one's a mikvah. Again, forget about mikvah and avatama. There's no such concept. He can go to mikvah 1,000 times.
So avatama touches a second mate.
Right. He remains an avatama.
So he did not do additional.
Yes, he did. Because the moment he touched the second mace, potentially, if he would have touched the person at that second, he would have made that person an avatama.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's rumble. He said, because as you mentioned, that he's that person now, while touching the corpse, he's that person now that's not transient. Whereas if he had not gotten that person does.
That's what I was saying before.
No, I'm quoting you against you. That was deliberate. What you just said right now is that he stays an opportunity. Technically, he is not an opportunity. He's a host of opportunity.
His question was, Reuven Cohen touched a mace.
Yeah.
8 days later, he touches another mace. It adds nothing to him. While he's touching the other mace, he added a level of tumma. The minute he dropped it, same avatum he was. That's
he
all
I said. He goes back to where he was.
Exactly.
Before.
That's all
but
I said.
There has been that potential jump, which has caused a permanent effect. Again, it's replicated.
No, it's not causing any permanent effect unless he touches somebody. If he doesn't touch somebody, it had no effect except that he was ever alive, which is an effect in his neshama. Which, by the way, we have a kayan, a resident kayan in this room. It doesn't make a difference, right? He's an avatama. He's an avatama because he was matamat his relatives, like the mitzvah says he should. So he's an avatama. And he cannot go to a levaya, because when he walks into that levaya, he's potentially, now he has now transiently become a higher level tama. So he violated a law. The minute he walked out of the levaya, he would be the same avatama he was before he walked in. But because while he was in the room, he transiently raised his level of tumma, therefore he's Ivra Lav. That's why a Kayan can't walk into a Levaya.
I was actually going to mention that about 20 minutes ago, but he said we don't cover a lot of mice.
Yes.
I mean, the Lav's going to stay always. So now,
only because of that, you come to Tumma B'Kaburin. If not for Tumma B'Kaburin, there would be no Lav.
Okay.
Now, going back on the second shot, the second shot of the rush, what is Rabba holding? Does it hold it that means?
Correct. Rabba remains schwer because Rabba says it never adds to love. And the Mishnah said, al tatami is ever to love him.
Every time he does it, he's doing an increase. So he doesn't hold it.
If he did, then we wouldn't have a kasha. Yes. I mean, personally, again, very personally, I'm not blaming it on anybody else. The second shot of the rush is more difficult for me because then Rabbi Shver from a Mishnah. I'd rather remain Shver from a Brisa than from a Mishnah. Rav Yosef, according to the first shot, remains Shver from a Brisa. Rabbi is saying that you never chayev, and the Mishnah said, al-tatami chayev in each one. So I don't understand, according to the second shot in the rush, how Rabbi, you know, we have a rule. A Meroim don't know every Brisa. But if you don't know every Mishnah, you're not an Amira. That's the rule. Amirom usually don't get slugged up from Mishnahs. Because in Amira school, lesson 101 is you know every Mishnah. And in the second shot of the rush, Rabbi is left with Amshat the Mishnah. That's why I personally have a hard time deciding that one second shot. But then again, my shita is I don't decide between reciting. Yes?
I thought Amira is because of the time elements.
Again. There were many people that lived in the time of Meroim, but were not Amoraim. Why weren't they Amoraim? Because they weren't on the level of learning. The first step to become an Amira, you have to know every Mishnah. If not, you couldn't become an Amira.
But it's also time.
Well, obviously. Today, you can't become one of the Achronim until you know every Mishnah. If you don't know every Mishnah, well, I shouldn't say that. You can't be an Achron, theoretically, yes. Yes.
Rabbi,
he lived
for 8 years,
and
he wasn't a ton.
What?
Rabbi is arguing
with
two stories.
Right, Mishnah, I know.
Yeah.
Same Mishnah.
I think that if he, even without Tumah, he burned. But the next day, he would be higher just sending his Tumah. That also adds on to his Tumah.
No, it isn't. Because until he gets Paraduma, I mean, because he potentially can't get Paraduma. I hear your point. Maybe.
The Mishnah is talking about why would God relate to Kol Hayom one day? Kol Hayom. Sitting in basic horror stories, stop listening. So they keep warning him, stop. So he's not listening.
According to anybody, it would not be Chayav Malkus twice.
Wow.
Even if there's no additional Tumah.
What is Chayav Malkus about?
He touches another maze.
Where he put himself in what could potentially be not the list. Like if he would be taller, that's why I said before, if we treat him halachically, we look at him as he's doing an act, that if he'd been taller now, then he'd be...
I like the word b'chibur, and you can word it any way you want. I like the word that he's touching another maze.
I also like that
word. Back to Gemara. The tumah b'chibur and deraisa? You're telling me that this halacha, that if Reuben touches a maze and Shimon touches Reuben, he's biblically tummy 7 days? Aye, but I'm a Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, I'm a Rabbi Yanai, but I'm a Tumah B'chibur and a Tumah B'Kachim. I'm a Lenazer by the Pasach Lai. We only said it for Tumah and Kachim that Shimon who touches Reuben, who's touching a mace, is tummy for 7 days. But for Nazir, he's not Iver the Yisra of Nazir, because he didn't touch the mace. He touched Reuben, and there's no Yisra for a Nazir to touch an Avatumah. He can't touch a mace, but he can touch the guy who touched the mace, and the person who has to bring a carbon Pesach, if he touches somebody who's touching a mace, does not become tummy for 7 days. We say, you bring the carbon Pesach. It's a chayav karis. Again, the Gemara is trying to prove that Tumah B'Kiburim is rabbinic, not biblical. If it's rabbinic, we can slice it and dice it. The Rabbanan came along with a Chumrah, according to the Havamin of the Gemara. Shimon touches Reuven who's touching a maze.
Shimon touches, okay.
Shimon is not tummy for 7 days biblically. That's what the Gemara is trying to prove. Not biblically. Rabbinically, they said, Shimon shouldn't eat truma for 7 days. And he shouldn't eat kachim for 7 days. It's rabbinic truma that we extended it for 7 days. However, for a Nazir, we're not going to make him start counting his Naziris and make him a Nazir, come in and bring Korbanos, because he's not biblically, he hasn't done anything wrong.
The third person.
And He's the second person. He's Shimon.
Yeah,
okay. And by Pesach, he's the Chi of Korach if he doesn't bring the carbon Pesach. So the Rabbanan say, forget what we said. He's not Tamei. He goes to the mikvah, and the next day he can bring carbon Pesach. He's not Tamei for 7 days. Now, if it were biblical, we couldn't do this. Yes?
I mean, this is true. I remember the third paragraph. I think it's correctly. This is true of most of the lower levels, that there were rabbinic additions.
No, it's not, I can't get into all that. We're not learning like you get out, so we'll leave it alone. Not most.
Okay.
I will be on the derisa, my snuff. If it's derisa, why by Nazir Nice the Pesach? Doesn't it apply? And for the Gemara, Kam b'chaburi Adam b'meis. The rabbinic is Levi. Shimon is biblical. If Reuven's touching a mace, and Shimon is touching Reuven, and Levi is touching Shimon, that's rabbinic on Levi. Shimon is biblical, and it's Negei Pesach, it's Negei Nazir, it's Negei everything. That's a biblical halacha. Levi, who touches Shimon, while Shimon is touching Reuven, and Reuven is touching the mace, right? He is a chumrad rabbanon, but it doesn't affect Nazir, and it's a Pesach. We'll continue with Shimon tomorrow.